traitor!
The hell?
30 feet away and closing quickly, a feral hog, almost 6 feet tall at the shoulder and nearly as big as a mid-sized wag, charged out of the shadows that filled the woods. Coarse hair covered the rough dark hide, and its muscles flexed to drive it forward. Saliva gleamed from the two yellowed tusks that curved out of its mouth from its lower jaw. They were almost 3 inches in diameter, and they were long enough to frame the thick snout and almost reach the thing's hungry eyes. Blood shone on both sides of the hog's neck, just behind its skull. Jez's high-caliber round had smashed through muscle and gristle, and had almost torn through the hog's spinal cord. That would have dropped the feral hog immediately, but it sprinted toward Trader and ignored the blood and pain. As quickly as he could, Trader backed up through the dead bodies around him. He tripped over a leg or an arm of a corpse, couldn't keep his balance, and went down. Jez's bullet ripped one of the creature's ears to shreds, and blood shot from the tattered stumps of flesh and gristle where it had been. Before the mutant beast gored him, Trader rolled to his side, but he couldn't get completely clear in time, and the hog slammed into him. The collision was like getting hit by a wag. Senses reeling, breath knocked out of him, Trader flew sideways, got control of his momentum, and pushed up to a knee. The impact had torn the armalite from his grip, and the rifle lay out of reach. His hat was on the ground nearby. Jez's 7.62mm bullet shattered the hog's right tusk and ripped through its mouth. Blood sprayed from the beast's open jaws. It dug its hooves in and raced toward Trader. Knowing the hog could run faster than him and could cut corners quicker than him, Trader raised the Model 83. There was no time to aim. Instinctively, driven by years of experience with the weapon, he held the big revolver steady, squeezed the trigger, fanned the hammer back with his left hand again and again and again. All four 454 Casull rounds struck the hog's face and turned that huge head into ripped flesh and broken bones. Jez's rifle cracked again, and this time one of the mutant beast's eyes disappeared and became a blood fountain. With the revolver empty, and unable to draw the Colt 1911 from his left hip in time, Trader dropped the Model 83 and grabbed the hog's tusks in his hands. Desperately, nauseous from the fetid breath pushing into his face, he held on tightly and scraped and bounced across the bodies and the blood-covered ground. The hog carried Trader 15 frantic, bruising feet. Then the hog stumbled and dropped. Partially trapped beneath the muty beast's weight across his knees, Trader struggled to get out from under it.
Trader!
Damn! I can't believe you're still alive!